Former Bosnian Serb leader Radovan Karadzic was convicted of genocide and 9 other charges Thursday at a UN court and sentenced to 40 years in prison. The Yugoslav War Crimes Tribunal found Karadzic guilty of orchestrating Serb atrocities throughout Bosnia's 1992 through 95 war that left 100,000 people dead. The UN court found Karadzic criminally responsible for genocide in the 1995 massacre in which 8,000 Muslim men and boys were slaughtered. He was also held criminally responsible for murder, attacking civilians, and terror for overseeing the deadly 44-month siege of the Bosnian capital Sarajevo during the war. However, the court didn't hold Karadzic responsible in a second genocide charge for a campaign to drive Bosnian Muslims and Croats out of villages claimed by Serb forces. Karadzic had faced a total of 11 charges and a maximum life sentence, but was given 40 years imprisonment. Karadzic can appeal the ruling. Prosecutors had accused Karadzic of being responsible as a political leader and commander-in-chief of Serb forces in Bosnia, which are accused of the worst atrocities of the war. The 70-year-old Karadzic had insisted he was innocent and says his wartime actions were intended to protect Serbs. The trial is hugely significant for the UN tribunal and the development of international law. Karadzic is the most senior Bosnian Serb leader to face prosecution at the court, housed in a former insurance company headquarters in The Hague. Karadzic's conviction will most likely strengthen international jurisprudence on the criminal responsibility of political leaders for atrocities committed by forces under their control. Serbian President Slobodan Milosevic, accused of fomenting deadly conflicts across the Balkans as Yugoslavia crumbled in the 1990s, died in his cell in The Hague in 2006 before judges could deliver verdicts in his trial. Karadzic's trial is one of the final acts at the Yugoslav War Crimes Tribunal. The court, set up in 1993, indicted 161 suspects. Of them, 80 were convicted and sentenced, 18 acquitted, 13 sent back to local courts, and 36 had the indictments withdrawn or died. Apart from Karadzic, 3 suspects remain on trial, including his military chief, General Ratko Mladic, and Serb ultranationalist Vojislav Sezelj. 8 cases are being appealed, and 2 defendants are to face retrials. The judgment in Sezelj's case is scheduled for next Thursday. Karadzic was indicted along with Mladic in 1995, but evaded arrest until he was captured in Belgrade, Serbia in 2008. At the time, he was posting as a New Age healer and was disguised by a thick beard and shaggy hair. More than 20 years after the guns fell silent in Bosnia, Karadzic is still considered a hero in Serb-controlled parts of the divided country. Last weekend, current Bosnian Serb leader Milorad Dodik opened a student dormitory named after Karadzic and had Karadzic's daughter and wife unveil the plaque. Speaking at the opening, Dodik called the trial humiliating and said those who fail to understand why Karadzic is hailed this way are shallow-minded. His words were followed by resounding applause. This article posted by Mike Corder for the Associated Press at The Hague. Associated Press writer Ida Serkez in Sarajevo contributed to this report.